producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today's health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include
depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, last hour we diagnosed Homer Simpson with diabetes. I wonder, is there a cartoon limitation on diagnosing cartoon characters without a license from like Hanna-Barbera? or something. I'm just
you
wondering.
Know, you keep giving these guys these great ideas. One of
right.
these days, you're going to jinx us.
No. All right. We're just cartoon characters here anyway. No, it doesn't apply. A couple of silly guys, occasionally with some silly guests, sometimes more serious than others, talking about preventing, doctor-induced disease and death. How about that? That's a good thing. I like it. Sleep well
There's
at night.
There's a term for that. What is it?
What is it? Narcolepsy?
No, that's what I have lately. But no, what is that called when it's a disease or a condition that is caused by a doctor?
Oh, iatrogenic or iatrogenesis.
Iatrogenic, yeah. That's it. Thank you.
Or iatrogenicide when it comes to vaccinations worldwide. This hour, we've got to, we talk about nutritional deficiencies. Those are real. We've talked about drug deficiencies, which are not real. Which basically most doctors believe you have a deficiency of some form of a drug or another, or 10 drugs. There's a new deficiency disease that we've found in this new article this hour. We're going to get to it in a moment. It's called chronic underinvestment. I'll explain that to you. I'll do some splaining in just a moment. But we've got to recognize that sometimes I leave the studio and go out and about, or oot and a boot, as my Canadian listeners would say, or go on a jolly good trip. Our British listeners might say, I don't know, I'm so far beyond British lingo that I'm sure I'm way out of date and they like it. But we got next week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, the Homeoprophylaxis event, a worldwide choice for disease prevention. We've got doctors coming from all over the world for this in Dallas, Texas. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Go ahead and click the link. It'll take you there. Get in. You have got to transform your future and the future of those around you by really recognizing how to prevent disease as opposed to the garbage protocols that inject toxic poisons into you to do the same, which they don't. They do the opposite. Also, October 18th, 19th, and 20th in Minneapolis, St. Paul with many of our good friends, Health Freedom Heroes. And that's coming up 2015, United States Health Freedom Congress, gathering of state and national health freedom leaders and advocates. And you can rub elbows with some of my heroes as well, including Diane Miller. And we'll be there. And that link is in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Later in October, the 29th, before Halloween a little bit, live at Abby's Health and Nutrition in Tampa. Op-Ed, our millennial assistant producer, will be, as he says, he's going to travel with me over to Tampa for that. That'll be fun. And that one is a freebie. Also, tomorrow, it's already tomorrow. It's not tomorrow, unless you're listening tomorrow, then it's today. I know
Are you doing a time machine?
I'm doing the time machine here.
What?
The Holistic Oral Health Summit. This is it. Sign up online now for free. The link in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. And it's running from September 28th to October 5th. If you have not done so already, sign up. It is life-transforming. The most dangerous profession within all of the medical professions, it's actually dentistry. And there are a lot of good folks that are going to give you insight into how to break that cycle. Join the Holistic Oral Health Summit online. Of course, with Dr. Batar, we've got our Mango for Health, and that launched earlier in the month, but you can still sign up for $1. And that's a lifetime membership, normally $99 a year. So if you go through RobertScatbell.com, you'll see there's even an invitation code, which you need to sign up to get that deal. And there's even more, Truth About Cancer, a global quest, starting up later in October with TMB. And I'll be featured in it among many other really awesome healers. And sign up for free there as well. Say thanks to our sponsors, and we crank up hour two here this afternoon, wherever you are. If you got the sports games on, just turn off the sound, put up the sound that really matters, that can change your health and life for the better. RobertScatbell.com. All right, Super Don, I did my justice to the announcements. Now we got to do justice to the term chronic underinvestment. Chronic underinvestment.
Yeah, okay.
You like this one?
Chronic underinvestment.
Right. Headline reads, $100 billion could ensure radiotherapy for all. Study.
Oh.
You got radiotherapy right here for free. Who needs $100 billion to ensure you get it for all? Right?
You know, I think it's a different kind of radiotherapy they're talking about.
Dang, damn it. I was thinking we could get a piece of that $100 billion. But no, you're right. It's for radioactive. I'm radioactive. No, you don't want to be radioactive. We had enough problems with radioactivity, but an investment of between $97 and $184 billion could make life-saving, that's what they say, radiotherapy accessible to most people who need it by 2035 and save millions of lives, according to research on Saturday. Of course, the research always says, radiotherapy causes cancer. Don't pay attention to that.
Whoops.
We're trying to get money so everybody can get radioactive.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think it's possible that they're really trying to push the radiotherapy on everybody so that maybe more people get cancer and maybe we need to come out with more cancer drugs and all the cancer docs will make more money? Am I being a conspiracy theorist?
No, it's just that everybody's suffering from radiation deficiency diseases, and if only we can provide more radiation, ionizing radiation to everyone, we'd all be good. That's what the gall, if you will, of a major study published in the Lancet Oncology was presented at the 2015 European Cancer Congress in Vienna, or as you say in Austria, Vienna, you sausages.
Who says Vienna?
Yeah, well, there is a Vienna, Georgia, and it's in South Georgia, and they don't say Vienna, they say Vienna.
Okay.
Just so you know, you haven't been there yet. You're not even an honorary Southerner yet. You've been in Austin how long? A couple of months?
No, wait a minute. I have been in Atlanta, remember?
You were in Atlanta, that's true, but Vienna is way south. South Georgia. Atlanta is a mix. Okay. It's the South and everybody else. Let's see. So, radiation for everybody, and they say the problem is we have chronic... I know they use the term chronic, like it's a disease, chronic underinvestment. You're not giving us enough money. We need more uranium. We need to break it down. Maybe Iran wants some, and they will give radiation to everybody, especially the people of Israel, which they want.
So how do you solve chronic underinvestment, or how do you cure chronic underinvestment?
I don't think that's a disease for which there is a cure. In fact,
I think we're always talking about how there's a pill for everything. I think for chronic underinvestment, there's a bill for that.
A bill for that, exactly. Is this the advanced cures of the 21st Century Act?
Congress has the cure. Yes.
Right. Well, the problem is we've got too much radiation, not enough. Not that we don't have enough, in other words. Mammography. How about that? Ionizing radiation for breast tissue. Another failed screening test. How many of you ladies out there that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show still dutifully run to get your breast tissue squeezed uncomfortably and then ionizingly radiated or radiatedly ionizingly, however you say it? I don't care at this point. It's ridiculous. Stop it. Stop it. Now, if there is, let's for instance, some unusual thing detected via thermography, a non-invasive heat sensitization device that can detect differences in tissue temperature levels, that is much more sensitive than mammography. And if they say, all right, there's something we're not sure about here, let's go get you an x-ray or mammogram. Again, I'm not saying never, ever, 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 right? There's a place for these scans, but by and large, the way they sell them, it's not the right place because it's every place. And in fact, it's increasing the incidence. It's actually causing the very thing it's designed to detect, mammography causing breast cancer.
Which is a horrible, horrible discovery, really, for the industry, if you think about it, because, you know, they published a study in the JAMA, and they were trying to, you know, see, well, you know, what did mammography do for detecting breast cancer, right?
Right.
And in the course of things, they found, it actually, it increased it 16% because they got the mammography.
Yeah.
Not, I don't think that's what they were looking for.
Don't look at that one, right?
So yeah, kind of erase it. We don't know what happened.
Reflect against
page.
It. They give you that the opposite headline, right? And then you say, well, the people just read the headline, then that's it. Mammography, we need $100 billion for more of it. No, we don't. We need less of it. In fact, we've got ionizing radiation levels rising thanks to Fukushima still in the Pacific Ocean. And that's not making mainstream news. They deny that reality, of course. So extra selenium, as we talked about last hour with Chris Barr, the EMF detox, iodine, homeopathic remedies. There are many things that can counteract it, in fact. But selenium is key to that counteracting it. And then we got another disaster story, probably from mammography detecting or causing a breast tumor, or maybe in theory, or maybe even a misreading of mammography, which happens. You know, they find a little hard nodule that's not cancerous, but they say, hey, let's just take your breasts off because maybe you've got the Angelina Jolie gene, right? They should just call it that at this point.
The AJ gene.
Yeah. And patient undergoes breast removal surgery. Guess what she finds out after the surgery? After the surgery. She never had cancer.
Oh.
Yeah. And by the way, all the people doing radical preventive mastectomies, prophylactic mastectomies, they don't have cancer either. And they may never get cancer because their breasts don't cause cancer. Their genes don't cause cancer. What causes their genes to manifest aberrantly? That's a different story. Chromosomal abnormalities, aneuploidy, as we've talked about with Professor Peter Duisberg before on the show. Unbelievable. 39-year-old UK resident taking legal action against NHS because they removed her breast and she didn't even have cancer.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know. I don't know what you. I mean, yeah. What do you say to that? This is.
Yeah, I think what we need is flu shots in space. That's what we need. Flu shots in space.
Space.
We'll get there today. We will. And then we've got questions of the day. Let's see. We got. I think one's related to cholera. Interestingly enough. There's some interesting questions coming through. We're going to catch up on momentarily. How much water should you drink? And our good buddy Chris Barr even mentioned molecular hydrogen and water. We'll tell you how to do that as well. The kind of water matters, not just how much, but how much is too much, how much is not enough. Controversy abounds. We're going to dive headlong into it. Now we can because we're talking water. On the break, take a drink. Hopefully you have some Echo Water. Go to robertswater.com, download the free ebook, and learn why. And when we come back, we'll talk water. Go to robertscottbell.com in the meantime.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, rocking the water world today. No Kevin Costner needed here on the Robert Scadbell Show. RobertScadbell.com and Super Don in tow, so to speak. Or maybe he's towing us.
In tow.
And, of course, Op-Ed, our millennial assistant producer, putting the notes together. They're up now at RobertScadbell.com. And I'm sure some of our friends are enjoying Dr. T today in Sarasota. I know you can't be listening live unless you're sneaking one headphone in, but I want you to pay attention. Dr. T is talking about topical issues. We had him on again just this week, and I think twice. It was really cool. Oh, also, Super Don, did you get to hear me on Jerry Doyle's show on Friday?
I haven't had a chance to get caught up on what happened on Jerry's show.
Speaking of narcolepsy, you know how he would sleep like 3 to 4 hours a night at most?
Yeah. I definitely remember that. Yeah,
he got some like new sponsor, a bed sponsor. They gave him a bed. I don't know what it is. I mean, I don't care. I'd say it, but whatever it is, he's like getting 7 or 8 hours a night now. I'm like, dude, that's a good endorsement for a bed. Yeah, the bed. Didn't think about that.
Oh, well,
no bed head.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, listen, the guy was living on Red Bull for years.
But you know, JD never gets bedhead. Just so you know. No, I'm making fun of Jerry Doyle when he's not here. That's not very nice of me. He's a good friend. But you know how it is.
Bedhead. Why? Because he wasn't in bed long enough to get it?
Well, that and the hair thing. You have to have hair to have bedhead, right?
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
Hello.
Hey. Oh, I see. So it was a hair joke.
Earth to Super Don. Yeah, you still have more hair than most.
Coming from Robert Scott Bell. Interesting.
No making fun of me. No making fun of the host. You can't do that. You know, Jerry loves to have me on to say, yeah, Robert, you were right again, right? Sticking your thumb in the eye of established science. Here's an article about drinking water. How much water do you actually need? And they say 8 8-ounce glasses of water a day. That's the rule. It's been burned into our brains. Well, no, if you're drinking enough water, you got no brain burning going on. They're saying maybe it's not right. Right? Robert Huggins, PhD, University of Connecticut, says fluid needs are dynamic and need to be individualized from person to person. Factors such as sex, environmental conditions, level of heat acclimatization, and exercise. Work intensity, age, even diet need to be considered. Well, there's your moment of duh. That's what I've been saying. Every time JD would ask me, how much water do you need? I said, listen, here's a basic rule of thumb. Take your pound, your weight in pounds, divide by two. That's how many ounces. But it's not a hard, fast rule, I say, because people that are, you know, mostly, you know, not working hard, not sweating a lot out, may not need as much water. And then they come down to this part of this this thing. By the way, nudity on the Robert Scott Bell Show is encouraged in segment four today. We're going to talk about the health benefits of being naked. Naked! What is that?
Nudity is encouraged.
Okay. No, I'm only doing that for ratings, right? Oh, it must be rating season. No, there's a story.
Yeah, because you're all about the ratings. You know, that's
right.
What it's all about.
I put my finger up in the air and go, it's naked. My finger's naked. Look at the wind that's blowing. Go that way. I never do that. I should do that, but I don't.
Jeez.
Oh, man. But anyway, they're also talking about when to drink. You know, thirst should be your best way to gauge. I'm thinking, no. I go with Dr. Batman Gaelic. Don't wait to be thirsty. Because by that time, you're already below optimal. And so I disagree with the wait till you're thirsty scenario. Now, I'm not saying to flood your body when you don't need it. Flood it. But they're also talking about the urine test. Not taking a urine test, but saying when you urinate, like Homer Simpson did at the opening of the show, they say you want it to look like lemonade. I'm like, dude, did you really have to ruin lemonade for me?
Lemonade.
But I agree, it should be lighter, it shouldn't be dark, it shouldn't be day glow, radioactive lemonade.
So, you know, yeah, lemonade, not iced tea.
Yeah.
Not apple juice.
Right, and if you've taken a lot of water-soluble B vitamins, it doesn't matter how much water you drink, it's going to be super yellow then. So you got to take all of that into consideration.
Okay.
But the point is, half your body weight in ounces, but if you're really working it out in the garden like I was, sweating a lot, you're going to need more than if you're not. But remember, you really, unless you're in a water drinking contest and you drink yourself to death because you can do that, too much water, most people are not going to drink too much water. But I would ask you that if you do drink a lot of water, make sure it's purified, filtered, as we do. Even better, release the molecular hydrogen from it electrolytically through the Echo unit that we use. Echo has now the Echo 9, and as far as I know, Paul's still taking pre-orders. From the Echo 7, the Echo 9 produces 35% more molecular hydrogen, which is really cool. For now, at the same price in pre-order. So if you've been waiting to get molecular hydrogen, the Echo 9 is now available for pre-order. You're going to get the same deal as the Echo 7, same discount off for being a Robert Scott Bell Show listener as well. And, oh, man, that's awesome. Go to robertscottbell.com or robertswater.com, and you'll download the free ebook to find out why that kind of water is the kind of water you want to drink every day. All right, back after this, we've got flu shots in space and questions of the day. You know I want to know what I'm going to answer, because I'm not sure yet.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
If you have a question, you can call us live 24/7. Even though we're not here 24/7, you can always leave a message on the voicemail at 866-939-BELL or get through while we're on the air. 866-939-2355, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN, our syndicator, home for syndication, as well as naturalnewsradio.com. After the fact, appearing in many places, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, and UK Health Radio. Glad you all are with us this afternoon, almost afternoon on the West Coast, and Super Dawn in the middle of the country now on Central Time, which is closer to where we are, and you don't have to wake up as early. How's that? Pretty good, huh?
It's pretty awesome, although it took me about a month to adjust, you know, to the clock. But, yeah, I'm kind of liking it now.
All right. Well, we're glad you're closer. We are glad. Now, we got questions of the day coming up in a bit, but first and foremost, flu shots in space. What the hell is wrong with you people? And NASA, right? You're not far from Houston, right? We don't participate in this. I mean, you already know how to neutralize this stuff in space. You're using colloidal silver, basically, in the water system, the water treatment system, to recirculate water because you don't have water shipments every day up there. So every bit of water has to be recycled, and you're using silver to purify it. So why do you need flu shots?
Well, we're just doing our part to support the CDC, the World Health Organization, and Merck.
Saving lives.
Saving lives, yeah. Astronaut Scott Kelly aboard the ISS. He got a flu shot just recently. Even though he's unlikely to encounter any infected people while in space, what they want to do is determine how his immune system will respond in zero G. Why is this an issue? Why do you care how his immune system responds in zero G unless you're planning to leave planet Earth for eons, years? Now, I know that people have said, oh, yeah, well, we're going to have to colonize another planet. We're going to have to go to Mars or whatever. But no, we ain't doing that. Sorry. I already burst your bubble. It's not even about chronic underinvestment in NASA. It's the fact that you don't have shielding adequate to protect you from cosmic radiation. By the way, the chronic underinvestment was about radiation. We don't have enough radiation. Go out to space, you'll get all the radiation you need, and you will die of cancer because you will not have enough selenium in space to counteract all of the oxidative damage due to ionizing radiation, gamma rays, cosmic rays. Not just me saying that. If you remember, we had a NASA astronaut on the Robert Scott Bell Show many years ago.
Yeah,
we were at the solo show, and he said that point blank. We don't have the shielding to protect our astronauts. So all of this pipe dream fantasy of sending people out to space to other planets, like this new movie, The Martian, coming out. No, not happening. Not unless you have a way to basically. And I don't even think shielding your body in lead is going to be sufficient. Or else we'd have shielding. We don't. So there. Take that, NASA. Sorry. But the flu shot in space, come on, this is ridiculous. It works 13-14% of the time. And how do they know it works? Well, that's how many percentage points of antibodies we develop. That doesn't guarantee that it works because, remember, folks, just having the antibody for any given pathogen is not sufficient to protect you from disease. It is not. It is not. Or if it were, there would be no such thing as shingles. Chickenpox virus, which many of you had as children before they had the shot, you're still vulnerable and susceptible, not because you can't identify the chickenpox virus, just because your immune system has been destroyed by modern medicine. Through vaccines, through antibiotics. We could go on and on and on. But the point is, you're never going to hear this on ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, or CNN, much less MSNBC. That's why the mainstream media is dying a death on the so-called pharmaceutical vine. That's where the big money still is, but you are not paying attention as much as you did. That's why there's desperation. Perhaps that's why the mysterious disappearances, if you will, of certain medical doctors who are holistically oriented. We can't have the official people that actually have credentials and degrees disagree with our vaccine propaganda, can we? Interesting stuff. And then SB 277, passing in crunchy granola, liberal, sweet eating, vaccine-enforcing California. SB 277, we've covered this issue. There's a referendum to try and reverse it. There's only a couple of days left, if that, to get signed up for that petition to have it, you know, reassessed. But SB 277, now they're pulling out parts of it, right? You have to know what's in it. We have to pass it first in order to know what's in it. And California Penal Code 11165.2, a child receiving treatment by spiritual means is provided by blah, 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 shall not be reasons for abuse or neglected. So on some level they're saying, well, no, you're protected. You're protected. But if you want your kid to go to school, even private school in California, after this kicks into gear next year,
You shall have no exemptions unless they're medical, and any medical doctor giving it would likely be challenged to lose his or her license. Super Don, do you understand what's going on with this like core mandate? They're able to see something in this law that would allow the courts to basically take your children and vaccinate them against your will and their will.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. Yeah, I mean, listen. SB 277 has taken away the rights of the parent to object. You have to even get, you know, I mean, listen, they backed all the parents into the situation where now they have to homeschool to try and not vaccinate their kids. So now, of course, in every bill, there's always going to be a loophole, right? There's always a back door. There's always something that people just don't understand. In fact, even the legislators themselves, when they sign these stupid bills, it's not like they read them, you know? But the people that wrote this bill, and we know who that is, you know, with the help of our wonderful friend Peter Pan, right?
Yeah.
You know, there's language in the bill that actually can open a door for CPS to come and visit you.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know where that leads, right?
Sure. And it's conflicting. Let's be honest. I mean, one thing in the penal code says no, but this bill says yes.
There's a gray area. I mean,
very much.
There's a gray area in here that leaves up to the interpretation of CPS and the courts.
Right, and the CPS can intervene based on medical neglect, and that includes not providing adequate medical care, dental care, or immunizations, which are not immunizations, vaccinations.
Right, and so who gets to decide if you're neglecting your child by not giving them an immunization?
Right.
The doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's
how many times have we seen this medical kidnapping happen like this? Imagine if you took your child into a hospital, you know, needed to treat them for some kind of a condition. We've seen this happen for just taking a kid in because they thought they had the flu.
Yeah.
Doctor goes over the records. Oh, your child hasn't been immunized.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you look like your child caught the flu. Should have been immunized. Mm-hmm. We think that you're abusing your child, neglecting your child. They call CPS. There you go.
Exactly. Bingo, bango, bongo.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right. You know what that means. Question of the day time. This one's first from Beth Ann. Do you have any recommendations for probiotics for infants? I have a 10-month-old who was born 2 months premature, and we have been struggling with eczema since she started solids. She is breastfed and started out with clean fruits and vegetables that I make myself. Since she was born premature, she had to be put on antibiotics for the first few days to make sure she didn't have an infection, and I was also put on an IV of antibiotics during my hospital stay prior to her delivery. I believe that her gut bacteria was killed off, and that is why she struggles with eczema, even though I have tried cutting out certain foods. So I was curious if you have any probiotic suggestions. Any info would be appreciated. Thanks. Well, Beth Ann, I do, of course. And you're right. If you were on antibiotics intravenously, if your child was, they have wiped out the gut ecology before it had a chance to begin. Of course, vaginal delivery provides for that first, let's say, dosing of the GI tract with the flora that kickstarts the immune system to develop over time, the integrity of the gastrointestinal system. Now, this corruption by antibiotics is not just the eradication of the microbes or the microbiome, but the disastrous destruction of the epithelial lining, so sensitive in developing in a little baby, an innocent infant. And they just do their level best to destroy it. Now, we had done the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for over a decade now. And, of course, children can't swallow the enteric-coated or any kind of gel cap even. So what we did, we punctured it, and we just squoze out the contents literally right into their mouth. We did that with our kids. And because their stomachs are not such a harsh place for this at that age, in infancy, they'll start repopulating from that end. And that is a feasible possibility. In addition to homeopathic utilization of GI microbiome remedies. That is, we can take the known bacteria, convert them into a homeopathic form, and give them orally to help facilitate that normal interaction with the microbiome, the healthy reestablishment, along with probiotics that you use. Colostrum can also be of great help. There are good forms of colostrum. I think we've had Anthony Kleinsmith on before. He's like the colostrum guy. Good insight, good info. And we did that with our children at that age, too, as another layer of prevention. But the GI recovery, we talk about the lower GI formula, which is also known as probiotic restoration from King Bio. And you can give their water, pure water base, so no alcohol or anything. no sugar, and that's what you can give Beth Ann to this little baby, even a premature baby. So between the probiotics that you get, and there are children-focused ones, but listen, we had success with what we did. That's why I'm sharing what we've done. The doctor will hear, as you can get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. I just punctured it, squoze it out right into the mouth of the baby, our baby at the time. Now not a baby anymore. They're 15 and 10. Oh, my gosh. Let's see. Second question of the day. See if I can squeeze it in. My daughter contracted, this is from Terry, my daughter contracted cholera on a mission trip to Haiti 2 years ago and developed rectal fissures that have not cleared up with several types of treatments. The doctor's recommending surgery, which I feel can make things worse. She was prescribed a liquid blood pressure med to apply topically to increase blood flow to the area. By the way, ginkgo biloba will increase blood flow to the microcapillaries better. Because that didn't work, she said, Terry, the drug. She's tried a couple of natural remedies, topical applications, which haven't cleared them earlier either. Is there a more systemic way of healing the area, or homeopathic or even more effective topical? Yes, Terry. Aeschylus, A-E-S-C-U-L-U-S, is the homeopathic remedy that deals with that type of symptom picture. Homeopathic hemorrhoid remedies will usually have that remedy in it. Remember, silicon or silica is the critical trace mineral for the connective tissue. So, you know, reach out again to Jonathan, choosetobehealthy.com. And remember, healing the gut, we talk about it all the time. Remember Doc Newsom, drnewsom.com, drnuzum.com, for the fulvic acid that can facilitate recovery here at any age. And, of course, if you're dealing with cholera, silver hydrosol. Bioactive silver hydrosol. Our friends at Sovereign Silver know all too well about that. They can't make the claim that I've just made, but I don't sell anything here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, just bringing you the information you need so that the power to heal really is yours. Back after this.
Get naked.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave another dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swung up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. this will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Next week, this time in Dallas, Texas, I'll be doing a, I'll be moderating a panel discussion with Dr. Isaac Golden from Australia on research in homeoprophylaxis. Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Andy's back from the UK, of course, originally. I believe he's in Austin area sometimes near you, Super Don. We'll do a CDC whistleblower update. And, boy, we've got some great, great heavy hitters. We've got somebody from Germany, a woman from Germany, talking about homeoprophylaxis in Europe and vaccine injury. We've got How the Immune System Truly Works by Dr. Titania Obukanic. I believe I pronounced that wrong. And I'll be there talking about nozodes and other therapies for detox and disease prevention, along with Scylla Whatcott, who's putting this thing on. If you haven't already made your plans, please do. October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. This very next weekend, coming up, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Dallas, Texas. Ooh, Robert, you so nasty. Did you say get naked before the break?
You did.
I did say. Listen, but I'm not telling.
Okay, what? Wait a minute. What kind of accent was that?
I don't know. I wasn't sure. I didn't qualify the accent before I came up with it. It just kind of came through.
I was waiting for you to say something like, me love you long time or something.
No, it wasn't even close to going. You are the nasty boy now, Super Don. I was not going there. In fact, I do remember talking about vitamin D, the benefits of sunshine exposure, and actually saying, hey, you might want to go out topless outside in your backyard if your yard is fenced. And we had some lady was really offended by that. That's not really very modest. Yeah, that's not. You're not being modest. I'm like, dude, I'm not even in doing the free the nipple campaign here. I'm just saying, I am concerned.
You said that, did you say, were you referring strictly to females?
No, it was everybody.
Okay.
I mean, it might have been females more than males, but no, it was everybody. No, it was just like, come on, vitamin D, we need it from the sun. Don't go out and get it burnt to a crisp, but get exposure of the sun because that is a critical way you are healthy. You maintain your health. And I know, Super Don, you're in Austin, Texas, and you get, you know, some real heat waves and humidity, and there's an article here about the healthy benefits of being naked.
Naked.
How stripping down is good for you. This is by Jordi Lippi. Lippi? I don't know. She's a writer for Today, Health and Wellness.
And she's saying, she's referring to a 2014 study in the journal Diabetes, found that sleeping in lower temperatures can help increase your levels of metabolism-boosting brown fat. I don't know. We sleep, I think we set the thermostat to 79 or 78 at night.
79?
That's colder than green. That's downright cold.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding you. That's what
we do. No, yeah. Mine's set currently at 67.
See, if you were naked, you probably could set it for 75. You'd be all right.
I don't know. No, I like sleeping in the cold air. You sleep better that way. At least I do anyway.
No, it does indicate that, but they're saying that it might be more efficient to not wear layers of flannel to bed, basically.
Well, that's if it's cold.
Right.
Sleep naked. Because
D.C.-based nonprofit National Sleep Foundation. So they're talking about being chilling out, going naked. That's pretty. Hey, listen, don't run around your neighborhood naked. You'll get in trouble. Most neighborhoods. That's not what I'm saying. So okay, Robert told me it was okay. That's not what I'm saying. My gosh. You know, in privacy of whatever. But that's the article. We're referring to it. And, of course, we knew more people would be tuning in for segment 4 of hour 2 simply because we said the word naked.
Naked, yes.
Yeah.
No.
That's how it works.
There's nothing wrong. Have you ever slept naked before?
That's just the way you come into the birthday suit, you leave with the birthday suit. So that's the way you sleep. That's my opinion.
So you do sleep naked?
Birthday suit, yes. What? Are we going to have a boxers versus briefs discussion now? This is getting a little awkward.
Boxer briefs. See, boxer look, briefs. I can answer the question.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you on that. Boxer briefs. Not at the same time.
You're just copying me. You still did not commit to
I did commit to an answer. I just said it in a very family-friendly, they're not going to throw tomatoes at me for going, oh, he wants everybody to be naked. You know, listen, you decide. You get to decide how you want
all
to
right, be. All right, fine. Jeez. What are we doing tomorrow?
Trying to get me in trouble. Well, I know we've got advanced medicine with Dr. Bitar. It is the week heading into the homeoprophylaxis seminar. I'm going to see if we can reach out to any of the participants in that. I'd like to do a little bit more preview during the week. Do we have anything that I should know about coming up?
This coming week?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the fruitarian diet?
Yeah, I do know about the fruitarian diet. I haven't met many fruitarians.
How about get a fruitarian expert on this week?
If you can, and she's not eating Fruit Loops, then I'm all for it.
Wrong fruit.
Okay, different kind of fruit? All right. All right. Hey, yeah. Thanks to Chris Barr. Happy 11th anniversary since we connected on radio here. Selenium Awareness Month continues. It's a prostate thing, but yeah, you know what I mean. Check out all the links. Say thanks to our sponsors. Go to robertscottbell.com. Thank you, Super Don. Thank you, Op-Ed. The power to heal and take selenium is yours.
Go get naked.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Whey is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.